Joining us right now on Breakthrough Entertainment is actor and musician Tom Wopat, who this season has re-teamed with his Dukes of Hazzard co-star John Schneider for the new holiday album, Home for Christmas. First of all, Tom, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Sure.
We'll talk about some of the specific song selections shortly, but let's first talk generally. I think the big question in everyone's mind is, do the good old boys Luke and Bo still hang out together?
Luke and Bo, yeah, on occasion we do. Unfortunately, we don't live in the same area, so it's not all that often, but we see each other probably half a dozen times a year.
Awesome, good to know. So how did this project come together?
Well, we've done some shows together over the last 20 years, and beginning about 6-7 years ago, we started doing a show with that kind of involved the people that I record with, my bass player and my piano player and my drummer. And what we did was we would do it's kind of a casino show where we would show up, the two of us together, with a 4-piece rhythm section and a 6-piece horn section, and play a bunch of things that, you know, we would range from some of John's country hits to a couple of things that I do on my jazz records, and we'd do some musical comedy stuff together, things like Trouble from Music Man and You're Nothing Without Me from City of Angels. And then we'd also do pop tunes like, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, the Righteous Brothers. And of course, there'd be all kinds of interaction between the two of us that's totally unscripted, and which is unusual, to say the least. And so we had been doing these kind of performances, and people have always asked us why we didn't record together, since we both had separate recording careers. And a Christmas record was something I'd wanted to do for a long time. So we went in December and cut a couple of things. And then at that time, we also got the call from Auto Trader to do some high-profile TV ads. So between the fun we had in cutting those first couple of tunes and then, you know, realizing what kind of exposure we were going to have with the Auto Trader stuff, it made me kind of put a little spur to the horse, and we finished the record this summer. So it was a lot of fun. It turned out better than I expected, and I'm really proud of it.
You should be, but was it at all surreal to collaborate with John after all these years? I mean, you've got a handful of conversational sound bites on the album that leads us to believe that nothing has changed over the past 35 years.
What was more surreal, actually, was doing the commercials for Auto Trader. That was wild, being back in the car with him. And it was amazing. But this stuff, and the interesting thing about that interstitial conversational stuff that's at the beginning and ending of the record and a couple of other places is that was, none of that was scripted. We just kind of threw stuff in while we were in the booth cutting those first couple of tunes. And what the engineer and I put together a CD of all the baloney that we said while we were in the booth together. And then I picked and choose a couple of things that I thought would be, you know, interesting and funny to have in there. And it just gives you a little more flavor of the relationship that you might not get if you just had the songs on there. So it was something I thought was important. And as it turns out, it really made it, it gave it a whole different color.
Absolutely, it does. You know, my favorite song on the album has got to be Johnny, It's Cold Outside. Let's take a quick listen.
I really can't stay.
But Johnny, it's cold outside.
No, I gotta go away.
It's really coming down out there.
Yes, this evening has been.
Was hoping you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
You brought the beer and it's on
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Come on, what's your hurry?
My wife will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
well,
roar.
Maybe I better scurry.
I'd love to see it.
You and John have a lot of fun with this one, changing up the lyrics and whatnot. So did you two rewrite the lyrics yourselves?
Well, what I did was back when we were doing that first few casino shows where we had that, like, the kind of little big band, I thought it might have been him that brought up the idea of doing the song together, but I rewrote the lyrics. You know, obviously he's added his own flavor to it. But most of the lyrical adjustment is in my part. And all apologies to Frank Lesser, who I think is just an amazing composer and lyricist. I do want to apologize to them for the liberties we took, but we have a lot of fun with it.
Yes, you did, that's for sure. Yeah, I'm also a big fan of On a Quiet Christmas Morn. Let's share a little bit of that one with our listeners as well.
There's not a soul out on the street, no footprints in the falling snow. The only moving thing I see is the curl of chimney smoke. Frost melts on the window panes and the house is getting warm from the fire's crackling flames on a quiet Christmas morn.
Now, this is one of those songs that it's pre-existing, but it's not very well known. Tell me why you and John selected this song.
Well, I know the writers, the guy anyway. I knew him years ago when I was in Nashville. And so I was at a show at Town Hall. Harrison Keeler was doing the Lake Wobegon stuff there, you know, the Prairie Home Companion. And my friend Dave Fink, who is the producer on this record, he was there playing bass for them that day. And Linda and Rob Williams did a couple of tunes on that Prairie Home Companion. And I was looking for a couple of country tunes. So we did that one. They sent me that, and I thought that was a great fit. And then we also did Even the Snow Falls for You, which is, I don't think anybody's cut that. I think this is the first, you know, recorded version of that.
Watch it fall. Beats everything a weatherman ever saw. A white Christmas right out of the blue. Sugarcoats the avenue. See, it's not just me. Even the snow falls for you.
Wow, yeah. And so do you have any personal favorite tracks on the album?
Well, I think that track on Cool Yule is amazing. That's a Rob Mounds arrangement. He did a bunch of arrangements, well, for everybody. But, you know, I think one of the names that really grabs my attention is he did some Steely Dan horn arrangements back in the day. And he's been a friend of mine for 15 years. He did some of the arrangements on my first jazz record, The Still of the Night. So I think that arrangement of Cool Yule is excellent. I like Blue Xmas a lot, the Bob DeRoe tune.
Christmas, that's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas, when you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste.
That was hard. It was hard to learn, hard to sing, but I think it also provides a little bit of the dark side of what the holiday season is about.
Yes, it does. So, Tom, I wish that you were going to be doing a live show here in the Phoenix area, but I heard you and John will be in New York City, right?
Yeah, we're actually going to do, we're doing a show at Joe's Pub the December 2nd. And then we're also doing a show that's open to the public in Louisiana the 6th. That's that Saturday night of that week. You can go online, you can go to tomwopat.com and find out the information about both those shows. And they'll be a lot of fun. The Joe's Pub thing is going to be really exciting. It'll be the first time we've performed together in New York City.
Wow, I bet that's going to be amazing. Well, finally, what are your plans for this holiday season?
You know, I got 5 kids, and I kind of pay some attention to them. And we keep it pretty quiet, my wife and I. And, you know, we like trimming the tree. We like maybe cooking a turkey or something, but it's pretty low-key. I enjoy the season a great deal, but again, in a pretty low key fashion. I love New York around Christmas time. I think it's an exciting city for that kind of thing.
Definitely. Well, once again, I want to thank you, actor and musician Tom Wopat, for taking the time to talk with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We look forward to having you on the show again very soon, and wish you the best of luck with the release of Home for Christmas.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, and happy holidays, Tom.
All right. Same to you. Ho, ho, ho.